It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Continuing the study of the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 13. Joshua chapter 13, we're going to begin with the 15th verse today. And so while you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. It's a wonderful day to study the Word of God. Joshua chapter 13, and begin reading with verse 15. And we're not going to read a lot of verses. We have read some of these verses in the past. Some of the names and things are a little on the difficult side to understand and to see. So we're just going to take our time here, and we're going to look at a couple of verses in this section to the end of the chapter, and then we'll begin the study. And so let's look now at Joshua chapter 13, beginning to read with verse 15. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And then we come down, and I want to go to verse 24. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad, according to their families. And so we will look at those verses of Scripture, but I will close the reading of the Scripture with the verse 32 at the end of the chapter. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for the inheritance in the plains of Moab, on the other side Jordan, by Jericho, eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance, and the Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he had said unto them. That is a repeat of Scripture that we had in the 14th verse. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he had said unto them. Now let's begin with prayer after the reading of the Word. Father, we thank and praise you today. We can come together, enjoy this time. It's a wonderful opportunity we have to study your precious Word. Please, that you guide and lead us now, and just give us a good, precious, sweet time as we study your precious Word. And dear Father, we know that the only way we can gain knowledge and wisdom is through you, not through schooling, not through any other way. Schooling can help, it can aid, but when we depend upon our education or men and women of the world to tell us what to do, we're in trouble. Only you, dear Father, can instruct us and tell us. So please, dear Lord, give us your way and your will, that you may come and bless us, and that we'll be a blessing and bring honor to you, dear Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. It's a wonderful time that we have to come and study the Word of God and to talk about the Lord Jesus and his saving power, and this the tribe of Israel, the chosen people, and the reason that God said to Abraham that, you know, those that bless you will be blessed, those that curse you will be cursed, and that has not changed to this day. But of course we know that the greatest blessing is because out of the loins of Abraham came our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he is the Son of God, Son of Man. He was completely God and full deity, and yet complete man as well, as he come and took on the body here upon this earth to die for us. And so we see the beginning of this. They have came out of the land of Israel, went down into Egypt, and they were down in that land for years and years. And finally the Lord sent a deliverer, which was Moses, to bring them out. And Moses then had the opportunity to lead out the children of Israel across the Red Sea, of course, on dry land, as it talks about, and then came to Mount Sinai. They received the Ten Commandments and the tabernacle, as we've been through those things, came all the way up to the door of the Promised Land. And we're going to see a place here where Moses looked at the promised land. Of course, he was not allowed to go in, and so we know that the Lord, when he had him to strike the rock the first time, but he wanted him to speak to the rock the second time. You see, Jesus only died once. He does not die repeatedly for you and me. He died once and took all of our sins away. And so we know that to know Jesus Christ as our Savior is the only means of salvation. Hope you know Jesus today, and I hope that you enjoy this study. Once again, we start, and I'm going to begin back with this 14th verse. The tribe of Levi, in the 14th verse, as we've just read, and then back down in verse 33, are two verses of Scripture that are read here concerning there is no inheritance for the tribe of Levi. And Levi is the priestly line. Well, God tells them very carefully that I will take care of you. There will be no inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And then at the end, in verse 33 of the chapter 13, but unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance. And we need to look to our God that he will honor us and bless us, and that we need to be to the position that we are can be blessed. And so we look now at the tribe of Levi, which is the 13th tribe, because the tribe or the family of Joseph was given two. It was divided into two parts. In other words, Joseph got a double blessing is what it amounts to, and we're going to see that here pretty shortly. So Levi is actually the 13th tribe. There are 12 other tribes besides Levi. Levi here is maintained in the center of the tabernacle courtyard and has very special things to do, but they were not given land. God will take care of them and give them what they need when they need it for the service, and the Lord is about to bless them. So we get to Reuben. Now, it's kind of unique here a little bit because Reuben and Gad and Manasseh, actually half of Manasseh, Gad and Reuben, ended up staying on the east side of the Jordan. They came with Moses, camped there, and they were there for quite a period of time. And while they were there this period of time, we find that these three tribes kind of decided this is good enough. It's sad to think that someone can be so close to the promises and the blessings of God, and yet so far. And so we look now at these three that are on this side, and especially today we're looking at Reuben. And we have some directions here just a little bit, and I'm going to try. I've got a couple of maps in front of me here. And so I'm going to try to describe to you. I hope that you have opened up your Bible in the back and seen the Bible maps, because almost every map in the Bibles or a Bible dictionary, things like that, they have maps of the land of Canaan. The kind of title at the Exodus and the conquest of Canaan. In other words, as Moses led them up and Joshua brought them in, and the victories that were won, and we've been through those victories, and now we're to the place that we're beginning to divide the land. The last chapter, chapter 12, was the list of all the kings that was conquered under this leadership of Joshua. And as we come and then we look at the division, so the first map that you may have would be that map. And let me just list some of the lands and things that are there. We'll have a little history lesson today. as you come up from the south and you come from the Sinai Peninsula, and you come from where they believe that Mount Sinai is, and you come up, and then it kind of crosses to the east, and you're just at the edge of the land of Midian. Then you come through the land of Edom, Moab, the edge of Ammon, and to the Amorites, and then Gilead is above that, Bashan, Og is above that, and that is all pretty much on the east side of the Jordan River. It's on the east side of the Dead Sea, east side of the Sea of Galilee, all that's on the east side. And then Canaan, as we know it, the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, that's all on the west side from the Dead Sea, the Jordan River that ties in the Sea of Galilee, all the way up. You'll find that from the river westward to the Mediterranean Sea, that is basically all Canaan. And so you have, in the future, while we're going to run into some Philistines and some things like that, but that's kind of the division there. But we have on the east side, the land of Midian, way south, Edom, and then Moab, and the Amorites are kind of right next to the Dead Sea. Then the last half, the Amorites and Gilead, is along the Jordan River, and then Bashan then goes all the way up to Damascus and falls in there. So hopefully that kind of helps you just a little bit. Now, in looking at that today, because this is the areas that we're looking at with these three tribes, the Reuben, Manasseh, and Gad, if we look at it today, so that you can kind of understand, today we find that is the Jordan, it's the land of Jordan, what is known as Jordan today, and Syria, and a little bit of Lebanon. And so that's, and also we have in the center area there as we come up through, it's something to enjoy looking at all these different areas and lands. But as a whole, it's Jordan and Syria. That's where we're at today. And so now if you come to today's on the west side, you'll find Lebanon and, of course, Israel. You have the Gaza Strip and all those areas and lands and countries that are in there. And so please understand that things have changed just a little bit from the original, but on the east side, it's Jordan and Syria. And so that'll maybe help you as you see what's going on in the world today in relationship to where these three tribes landed, two and a half tribes at this time. And so we begin here, and once again, the tribe of Levi, you'll notice, is not listed anywhere. But we also have now the tribe of Reuben. So let's begin with Reuben. It's the one that's the furthest south. Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And then it begins to give us in the next few verses, and we have read through these verses of Scripture, some cities. Hashbon is one that you may have on your map that you can see as the, now I have a map now that says Canaan as divided among the 12 tribes. So Reuben is the south one. It borders Moab. It's north of Edom, but it borders Moab, and so it comes, and we find some of the cities we do recognize here, Hashbon and Aroer, Aroer, and that is to the south. Hashbon's the north, and that area there, remember, every tribe what they received in the amount of land. And if you have that map in front of you, Canaan and is divided among the 12 tribes, you'll notice that Simeon is just a monstrous land. Manasseh Manasseh is half on one side, half on the other side. And the old land of Manasseh was Bashan. And so if we look at those, why is there so much area? Gad, same way. Gad's a big land in relationship to Reuben, Benjamin, Dan, Zebulun, Issachar. Those are very small, especially Dan. Dan and Zebulun just have, and Benjamin. But what it is it is in relationship to the quality of land. And today, if you would bring cattle into the Midwest here and begin to graze them on some fine farmland, why, you could probably raise a cow, support a cow and a calf on half acre of ground. You go out west, Colorado, Wyoming, you go out there, and it's 100 acres or 1,000 acres that it takes to support this that amount of land and of livestock. So we need to see, you know, understand that it may be a lot smaller because they are all numbered. There may be less of one tribe or another, or it may be just because, like the land of for Benjamin there, maybe it's good land. And maybe what Manasseh got was real rough land. And so whatever it required for God's people to support their families, that's what they received. So just keep that in mind as we look at this now. So we see the size of the land of Reuben. We can kind of look at some of the directions that we have here. And if you'll come down to verse 21, Joshua chapter 13, verse 21, all the cities of the plain and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, Moses smote. And so the princes of Midian. And so if you want to look at where the tribe of Reuben is found, and that is about half of the Amorites and all of the Moabites, and then Edom again lays below that, and also Moab lays below that, but it all comes in because the enemies came after these folks. And so what happened was that many times, even though they didn't take all of the area, they defeated the kings and the princes of those areas. And so we have the Amorites, and we have that reigned in Heshbon, and then we have Midian, Sihon, and some of those are very familiar. And so we look now in verse 23, and the border of the children of Reuben was Jordan, and the border thereof, this was the inheritance of the children of Reuben after their families, the cities, the villages thereof. And so I hope that that helped you understand. They, again, refused. This was good enough, and that's very sad. And many Christians today do not come, will not serve God, will not honor God, will not praise God. They don't think they have time, or they're afraid to get involved, or whatever the excuse might be. But I guarantee you, when you do that, you lose the blessings of God. You've got to give your all unto the Lord, and you need to serve Him and praise Him. And these folks here, they came over and did the battle with the rest of them to fight for the land. But they only received, they didn't come over for the full blessing. They just received part of the blessing. And that's really, really sad. So you see right now that Reuben would be in Jordan as far as the today is concerned. And we find him in Moab, and the half the Amorites and part of Ammon is the area that the Reubenites received as their inheritance. God says, okay, you don't want the full blessing, then I'll just stay over here. And so he gave them an appointed amount of land, but it was sad that they didn't receive the full blessing. Next is Gad. We find in verse 24, Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad, according to their families. Now, as we look once again then, it continues from the boundaries of Reuben, and it continues north of there, and from that area, we come all the way up, and it engulfs part of Bashan, Gilead, the rest of the Amorites, rest of Ammon. It takes all of that region and area, and we find that to be the land of Gad. There's a couple of things that took place in the area where Reuben landed. We have some history there. Mount Pisgah is there, from the top of which Moses looked over the land of Canaan. Remember, he was not allowed to go into Canaan. And so we find that in the area that is the land of Reuben now was that area, that place where Moses viewed the promised land, and also where he died, and the Lord buried him there. And so that was, and he went home then to be with the Lord into the place of paradise. And we're not far from where Elijah was taken and fetched home. And so this region here has some history to it. But at the same time, I want you to understand that when the wars started and the enemy begins to come, it was 25 years earlier that these three tribes, and particularly Reuben and Gad, were taken captive prior. Half of Manasseh and Gad and Reuben were taken captive 25 years before the northern kingdom was hit, and then on a few years for the southern kingdom. But you need to understand that they stayed in an area that they were somewhat exposed. They did not trust in the Lord to give them full blessing, to come on across. This is good enough. And today we have a whole bunch of people that it's good enough. I don't need to do this extra work. I don't need to do this extra service. It doesn't matter. And so it's so sad today that most people get half the blessing. They have salvation, they've trusted in the Lord, but they never come across and enjoy the blessing of walking across the Jordan River on dry land and then coming into their land and their property. And God would have rightly divided it if these three tribes would have come. And he, you know, it's his not his perfect will, but his permissive will. But I wanted to share that with you, that it had its consequences. And but a couple of things that took place in that area. Once again, we're to the land of Gad, and we have the coast of Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, half the land of the children of Ammon, all these things, and from Heshbon, and see, that was the northern border of Reuben. It's the southern border of Gad. And so we find some, again, familiar names here, and when it comes to the end, why then the Jordan and his border, even unto the edge of the sea of Chinnereth, on the other side of Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, after their families, the cities, and their villages. And so Moses gave inheritance unto half the tribe of Manasseh. This was the possession of half the tribe of the children of Manasseh and their families. Their coast was Mahanaim, all of Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Gerar, which are in Bashan, 70 cities, and half Gilead, and Ashtaroth, Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the half, one half of the children of Machir by their families. Now, so we have the list of Manasseh, which once again, as we look at Manasseh, we find that they come to the over to the Jordan, and the Jordan River still is their border all the way up. But it really, as we look at Manasseh, why it engulfs completely Bashan. That is the there's a Hittite empire up above that it got into a little bit. It includes part of Gilead and then again their border. The border of Manasseh, their southern border, is the northern border of Gad, and so it continues on north, all to be on the east side of the river. And once again, here in verse 32, these are the countries which Moses did distribute for the inheritance in the plains of Moab, on the other side Jordan, by Jericho eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance of the Lord God of Israel, was their inheritance, as he said unto them. You know, as we look at this, and, you know, we can study the scripture, and some of it's just really, really exciting, and others is not maybe so exciting. But I hope that this is something that you can get excited about when you look, because, again, this is Syria, and part of Lebanon is where the tribe of Manasseh lives today, or was living in that day, and that's the land today, Syria and Lebanon, part of Lebanon. It's wonderful to look at this land. The Lord gave this land. He gave the land from the Mediterranean Sea all the way over to the Tigris River over in that region, the Great River, as the Scripture calls it. And so it continues borders with the Tigris River and the Euphrates River. That is the land that God intended them to have. He has given them this land because this is all they need. And then all the time he is giving his enemies, these enemies of Moab and Ammon and Edom and the Amorites and Gilead and the Canaanites and all these folks that have stood against the Lord, instead of surrendering, all they had to do was repent and come unto the Jehovah, the God of Israel. That's all they needed to do. But they chose not to. And it's the same thing today. All you need to do is come by faith to the Lord Jesus. That's all you need to do is call upon the Lord, knowing He is God, knowing He is your Savior, and turn to Him today, and He will save you, and He will begin to bless you and teach you if you'll just trust in Him today, and then begin to search His Word. Find a good Bible-believing, soul-winning church that can come, and you can begin to grow. That way you won't starve to death. It's so important that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and walk each day. These folks had come most of the way, but they stopped short. And it's so sad today that this is good enough. They did not want to come over and even look at the promised land. It's good enough. I hope that you don't live your life here awaiting, you know, you're born again, you've come by faith to Jesus, but it's good enough. It's not good enough. My friend, please, that you trust in the Lord Jesus and then serve Him so that you receive as many blessings as you can receive here and now. Don't miss this time. Please, please don't miss this opportunity to serve God and to praise God and to honor God. Don't just look and say, this is good enough. You know, I go to church, that's good enough. I don't need to get, I'm too busy. I don't need to get involved. You know, they'll expect me to do something. You want the blessings of God, get to work. Get to serving the Lord. These three tribes stayed on this side. And again, who was the first to be attacked when the enemies come? It was these two and a half tribes on the east side. That's what happens. The enemy's going to fight you all the more when you don't go for the full blessings of God. My dear friend, it's so exciting to trust in the Lord Jesus, to walk after Him and to serve Him. I'm going to ask you the same question I always do. I love studying God's Word, and I love learning about the Lord Jesus in His Word. So what are you going to do about Jesus?